This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, challenges of a family life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about some challenges of the family life, where the challenges when they come and the difficulties that people face is because when they get married, they do not follow the right criteria. When they are looking for the spouse, when they are looking for a life partner to marry, they are not following the real criteria which is set in the Quran. For example, in the Quran, Allah said, وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنَّ. Do not marry the polytheist women or unbelievers until they become believing men. وَلَا أَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ مُشْرِكَةٍ. And even if a lady who is mu'mina, who is a believing woman, even if she does not have anything, or maybe she is from a low class, she is better than a mushrika, a polytheist woman who even is wealthy. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكُمْ. Even if you are amazed of such thing, you're amazed that how can Allah say that a mu'mina, a believing woman, is better than a non-believing woman. This is because then you will have your kids. Your kids will be grown according to what you believe in. And if you marry someone else who is from another religion, then obviously the kids are generally all confused. And this is being injustice with the kids to follow, to marry someone who is not from your faith. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of some challenges of the family life. And we said that if a person marries someone who is not same in belief as he is or she is, then there is a challenge for kids as well. And this is being unjust to the kids. Why? Because kids get confused that to whom to follow. Because when they look at the father, for example, he's praying on the mat, he goes to the mosque. And on the other hand, if the wife or the mother of the kids is a non-believer, then she might go to the clubs, pubs, or maybe if she's a Christian, she will go to the church. And here is the problem, that these kids, who should they follow? Or even if the wife is Muslim or the husband is non-Muslim, then the real challenge is for the kids. And here we are doing injustice to the kids. Even for the Christians, they should marry Christians. The Jews should marry Jews. The Muslims should marry Muslims. Why? Because when we are having kids, we need to give them peace in the house. And this peace can come when you both, like the husband and wife, are from the same, we can say, religion, or they have same beliefs. And if they do not have same beliefs, then it can lead into some dialogues which can harm kids in future. So therefore, when the kids are there, even this family, if we want a peace in this family, we need to follow this formula. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even if a woman or a man, if they are believers, if even they are from a lower class, marry them. Why? Because they are following the same path. They are one with you in the faith. And this will bring a peace in your life. And Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And Allah calls you towards the paradise, وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ, and forgiveness. Therefore, we need to follow him, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.